Last week, 75 organizations and companies sent a letter to congressional transportation leaders to state their opposition to tolls or lockage fees on the nation's inland waterways transportation system. The groups say they are already contributing revenues for system modernization and shouldn't be asked to pay more. The letter says that tolls or lockage fees are being considered as part of the Water Resources Development Act of 2016, and the groups are standing strongly in opposition. Deborah Calhoun, Waterways Council Senior Vice President, says the fees would add up.
We have seen a couple of economic points that show that just for one lock, a standard 15 barge tow could cost about $20,000. So you take $20,000 for 15 barges and you multiply it times 8, and that's just one barge movement.
What's more, Calhoun says there could be additional traffic diverted to other modes of transportation.
If you think about all of the volumes that are moved, 604 million tons of cargo is moved on the inland waterway system in 2014 alone, all of that, you know, being moved off the very busy Illinois waterway onto truck and rail, you're talking about potential gridlock, traffic congestion, air quality issues, impacts.
Last year, waterways users agreed to a 45% increase in the barge fuel tax. An appropriations bill dealing with the inland waterways system is scheduled to be marked up on Wednesday. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.